You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He's headed up the world's biggest office furniture company, and he hired Jim Harbaugh as head football coach at the University of Michigan. Now, Jim Hackett is the new CEO of Ford, replacing Mark Fields. Here with us is Aaron Bragman, who's Detroit Bureau Chief at Cars.com. So here we have Mark Fields out, Aaron, after just under 3 years at the top at Ford. How surprising was this?
It was really quite surprising for a lot of us. I mean, we knew there were going to be some changes coming down the road. The stock price has fallen about 40% in the last couple of years. And Ford being a public company with a very strong family tie who very carefully monitor their stock price and the performance of their company, that wasn't going to last very long. And we'd started to see some actions from Mark Fields to take some actions to really try and rectify things and to boost that stock price and get the word out a little bit more about what they're doing. But apparently it wasn't fast enough for the family and or the board potentially. But Bill Ford delivering the message this morning that they've got someone new.
Well, following Alan Mulally and being the one to try to marry old Ford with its conventional automaking with the new Ford of mobility and transportation, that's a heck of a challenge, wasn't it?
It was always going to be very difficult to try and follow Alan Mulally. I mean, he was such a character and such a larger-than-life presence, and that whole folksy, homespun attitude was really an interesting smokescreen for people who underestimated him and what he could do.
At their peril.
At their peril. I mean, it happened at Boeing, it happened at Ford, and he really proved all of them wrong. And following that act was always going to be very difficult. And Fields came to the party equipped with a lot of the knowledge of what needed to be done at Ford and what had to happen going forward. But he didn't have the same kind of personable charm that Alan Mulally had. And so I think that might have counted a little bit against him. I think that's part of the story. The other part of the story is the way that they communicated a lot of what they were doing to Wall Street, to the public, to the press in general. Not a lot of confidence in what Ford was doing because a lot of people just didn't know all of the things that Ford was doing. They tried to get some of that word out there. But the other thing that we haven't seen that mentioned as much is that the head of communications at Ford, Ray Day, was also let go along with Mark Fields. So they've got someone new coming in who's also a Ford veteran. But the idea that the guy at top of communications has also been let go is going to, I think, drive some change in how a lot of stuff is communicated.
Well, when you think that Wall Street values Tesla and Elon Musk more highly than the Detroit Three, so this is really an overall challenge facing all three of the Detroit automakers.
It really is. We're about to see a real fundamental shift in the way automakers make money in general. I mean, it's always been through selling cars and manufacturing, and now we're seeing a wholesale transition towards what they call mobility services, autonomous vehicles, electrified powertrains. And Ford really has done quite a bit of acquisition in this department. They've done a lot of change internally, but that hadn't been communicated to Wall Street. All Wall Street saw was that, yes, earnings were very good, but the stock price kept dropping because they didn't have the confidence in what Ford was doing going forward.
Wall Street was yawning. So what does Jim Hackett bring to this challenge as the new CEO?
Well, there's some new blood, obviously, and some new ideas in the way to turn things around. But this isn't so much a turnaround that's required here. There's going to be, I think, some fundamental cultural changes. Hackett was very successful at Steelcase in turning what was an old guard style company that had been around for 100 years and was very set in doing various things various ways and changing up a lot of what they did in terms of how the culture worked, changing up the product, being not afraid to take risks. I think we may see some of that at Ford as well. They don't necessarily need the same kind of world-changing reformation that Alan Mulally brought.
So they didn't need a car guy, although Alan Mulally wasn't
a car guy either, no.
Yeah.
But Hackett is versed in manufacturing. He is versed in Midwest practices as well. So there's some of the culture of being familiar with the people you're dealing with. But he also has that global outlook as well. And I think what Hackett brings to the party is a lot of familiarization with Silicon Valley.
What is job one for Jim Hackett as Ford's new CEO?
I think it's to rally the troops more than anything and try and bring some of that connectivity that they had to the top that they had with Alan Mulally. It would always seem that Mulally was very much among the people, that he was not the kind of ivory tower person that a lot of previous automotive CEOs and some even current currently are. But we're seeing a lot of that change in recent years. And I think that kind of took a little bit of a step back with Mark Fields. He did not have that same kind of connection with a lot of the rank and file. He'd been at Ford for 28 years. I mean, he's a lifer at Ford. And so it was very much a case of worrying about going back to the old ways of doing things, going back to the fiefdoms, going back to that, you know, intercompany fighting. They don't want to do that. They want to continue that whole one Ford idea of what Mulally brought to the party, but maybe some kind of a new a new action in that regard, a new direction to try and get that kind of connected feeling and that excitement back. It's kind of hard to do, really, when you're talking about autonomous vehicles. Cars that drive themselves don't have the same kind of passion. They don't inspire the same kind of excitement that, you know, the latest 550 horsepower Mustang might.
Bottom line, might we see more shakeups? Do you think this is it, or might we see some more post-earthquake tremors?
Well, we've seen a couple of positions move as well. We've seen Jim Farley has taken a new position. Joe Heinrichs has taken a new role as well. I think now we're going to try and see some of the trickle-down from that. They're going to require new people in new positions as staff and as mid-level management also happens. We may see layoffs. We may see people with job cuts as well. That's one thing that Hackett has done in Steelcase. He did cut a lot of jobs, but he didn't just cut them off and let them flounder. He actually took a very active role in trying to make sure that these people who did lose their jobs were helped, were tried to get some additional jobs for them. So there's definitely going to be some more personnel changes coming, I think, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Aaron Bragman, Detroit Bureau Chief for Cars.com. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.